And we are live coming from, what is it, Wakanda?
Bitch, yes, got to.
Do you know I used to be in an African dance group when I was like 5, 6, or 7, and 8?
So what you was doing?
We was doing traditional African dancing. We had on like the loud, colorful clothes, the head pieces, and everything. I was like one of the best. At one point, they picked only 3 people to like
and
dance
you was one
with.
Of them?
Yes, of course I was.
Anyways, welcome back. This is Off Label.
Hey y'all, I miss y'all.
We've been back for a minute now. We back with the drama.
I mean, I'm so tired of saying
that. Right, well, bitch, we're back.
Okay, I'm gonna really get better at this.
Anyways, so Kingdom Wakanda, yes. Welcome to Africa.
Hey, well, okay. We report live from Africa right now.
Is that a fucking giraffe?
What is that in my window? Low key, we can go to the Animal Kingdom Hotel.
Right?
You know what?
And get a feel for Africa.
We can get our whole life.
Low fucking key.
That movie was everything, y'all. So we went and we watched Black Panther yesterday, and It lived up to the hype.
It was everything. I am a big Marvel Studios fan. And again, this movie was just lit for me.
The storyline was so amazing.
The storyline was good. And especially the fact that they were incorporating, like, you know, issues that are currently going on in our modern society. I think that was really a good touch to it.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, the women were seen as warriors and intelligent and not just like submissive or like the typical housewife,
right?
Like, you know, we were respected,
was strong,
and stuff like that.
Independent, their own mind, like, mm-hmm. they you know, and I love that. That was amazing.
It gave me so much life. I was like, I want to go to Africa, I want to just,
right.
you know, be powerful for the people, all that good stuff. So, but I go and see every Marvel
right.
movie, so
that's
I
what
think
I'm saying.
I might be a fan. I never knew I was a fan, but I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, I really do go see every superhero movie.
Yeah.
And this one has to be the best one because the other ones, it's like I pay attention, but not really. Like, I be in and out of the storyline depending on which one.
Do you think you paid attention because of the fact that it was, you know?
No, I think I paid attention because it really was, the storyline was amazing. Like, you couldn't afford
to
miss anything.
Well,
to
me, the majority of Marvel's movies, the storyline are amazing to me. And, you know, I live...
Which one did I don't know.
I love the comic books. I watch the cartoons. I read the comic books. I play the video games. I'm just into this whole Marvel shit, point blank, period. So,
was Ant-Man a Marvel movie?
It was, but that was...
I hated
that,
it.
That was,
I think it was so long.
I think that one was the lamest one that they
it
did.
It was so bad. Which one did they introduce Black Panther in? That was the last
that was,
one?
Yeah, that was
that
Captain
was
America.
So good.
That was Captain America Civil War.
Okay, so what was the last one with Ben Affleck? That one was okay.
What
which
that,
one was that with
Marvel,
Batman? That's
nigga.
Not Marvel?
That's DC,
okay.
bitch.
Whatever, I'm just saying,
don't
I
try
watch
to...
all these movies.
No.
Every time they
DC
come out.
DC sucks. I'm not
it
with,
wasn't that
yeah,
good.
I'm not with
but
the DC
Ant-Man
shit.
Was horrible.
Yeah, Ant-Man for Marvel, that definitely was not a good... It was boring as hell. And they're about to have part 2 coming out this
gosh,
year.
Oh, no.
With some wasp or some shit. Like, so
I'm just waiting for the Avengers to come out so we can see Black Panther again. And hopefully...
Right? No, they are going to be in Africa again because I'm not sure.
But now hopefully they have more of the characters from Black Panther.
They will,
not
they
just
will.
Black
no,
Panther
they
himself.
Will. They will. This will be good to see Lupita again.
That girl booty is big.
Big? I'm like, damn, she thick. She really thick.
I'm like... I need to get in the gym some more.
Yeah,
she was serving all kind of body.
I don't think she was that thick when she made the movies before.
Yeah,
because
she wasn't. She'd
yeah.
been in the gym, like you could tell by
yeah,
her arms.
She was a them.
Yes,
like she was wearing them dress, and her booty was still popping out of the dress.
It was. So y'all women, y'all just need to remember. Natural
beauty.
It
is
looks
good
better
beauty
than
too.
This surgical shit. I'm not gonna hate on y'all surgical people because, you know, I get a nip and tuck somewhere probably around my gut area, but I'm not with the mm-hmm. fake asses.
Now, what I will say that I don't like about this whole thing What? It's those bitches that be like, oh, now people gonna be woke and people gonna be this.
I thought the goal was to be woke.
I don't think that was the goal. The goal was, it was
not. Well, not for this movie, but just in general. Right. People be like, oh, everybody needs to be woke.
Be woke, but don't try to incorporate that into this movie as if this movie was supposed to do that for people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, again, remember that this is a Marvel Studio movie. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, yeah, they did touch on social issues. However, that wasn't, I don't think like that was the goal of the movie. Like, that's what it was about. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, everybody was doing, you know, coming out in their African garments.
Yeah, you know, I had my hair scarf on.
Right. You were serving African queen.
And I had my African earrings on. But this is something I do often. Right. It ain't like.
I'm just talking about the people that's trying to make this into, like, use this at for their own agenda.
Yeah.
That's not what this movie, it's a fun, it was for everybody to come out, support another, you know,
Marvel movie. But however, black people, it was just like,
I do like the fact that they were showing black people in, you know, African Americans, black people in a different light. Because mm-hmm. the majority of, you know, black, you know, films and whatever, it's about slavery. It's about somebody being a butler. Somebody, bitch, that's not what we were, okay? We were kings and queens.
Yeah, you know, we had our own civilization. Right, so point blank,
so my thing is, I like that they were showing black, like, okay, bitch, we were up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't like the other side where people are like, oh, well, this is such, whatever. This is the reason why people should be woke and this. Like, no. Okay, it's a fun experience. It, you know, shed light on that, definitely that we do have social issues.
Mm-hmm.
It was showing, you know, black excellency, and I love all that. Yeah. But it was, don't try to, you know, incorporate some type of a different agenda than what the movie was trying to do.
Right, what it was a Marvel movie about Black Panther and his civilization.
Right.
And they just talked about the issues and...
We got a call from Tampa.
Wait.
Hold on. Oh, who that is?
I'm like, what? Calling on the computer. Anyway, so what really kind of annoyed me is that people were just being a little negative about it. Like, oh, so black people being extra. Why y'all got to dress up? Not everybody's so woke. Why do you care? Like, right. Every time we come out with something and we're enthusiastic and we're celebrating it, like, why it always got to be somebody trying to tear it down? And that's why we can never advance, because you motherfuckers got to find the bad in everything. Right. What is so bad about black people celebrating and encouraging the internet?
Always find something negative to say about anything and everything.
But you know, especially our people. No, it's kind of disgusting.
I won't even say that. It's when something is different, when something is not really the normality of certain things. So people will always try to, you know, when they don't understand something, they just, you know, decide they just rather they talk shit about it when they don't understand a certain thing.
Oh my gosh. And white people was trying to do like these fake narratives on Twitter. I seen it. Like, they was taking, like, pictures of people being beat up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then to put, oh, this happened to me when I went to go see Black Panther. Some black person walked up to me and was like, why you in here, and punched me.
No.
Swear to God, I have to pull it up on Twitter.
Yeah.
So then, it's crazy. People were retweeting the articles, and then they'll show the original article where mm-hmm. the picture came from. And just be like, oh, beware, this is what people are doing to try to...
Mm-hmm.
throw dirt on this whole film and the experience that people are having just to...
Well, my thing is, it was an experience and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every bit of the movie.
I did. Like, it wasn't one point where I was like, okay, next scene. Like, I was legit mm-hmm. so into it.
Yeah. What'd you think about Angela Bassett?
I felt like she could have spoken more and they could have gave her more dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give me too much of nothing. That's it.
Me, I just appreciated seeing her on my screen.
Yeah, of course. She's,
because she is that woman. You know
what
I'm saying?
My brother was like, he happy they didn't give her too many speaking roles because he said her accent, her African accent was off. So now I have to go back. I have to go back. I know one of those old ladies that was supposed to be an elder. Her American accent was just coming through when she was trying to have an African accent, and I'm like,
but don't you think, like, hell? Even T'Challa, like, I love how they can actually speak like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, even,
I mean, if you're an actor, you're supposed to know how to change your voice.
That, I think that's amazing.
It's even, a talent. Absolutely.
Even the dude from Get Out, like that.
I didn't even know he was in a movie. Did you?
I knew he was going to be in the movie, and I just like, you know, and he's English. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the fact that I was like, okay,
he be switching his accent up.
Huh?
But you know, a lot of black people that live in Europe are African,
right?
So I think the
it was easy and natural for him
to have the accent.
But when you really hear him talk, he be having that English accent.
Yeah,
like,
the English
just
accent.
I'm pretty sure
his parents are African.
Well, all our parents are African.
No, our parents are African American, not African.
We all come from.
I'm sure you can have it because the Haitian freaking accent is just like African.
I'm sure I could talk if I want to. I could talk like that.
Okay, do it. I'm going to put you on the spot. Just talk like one of your uncles or something from Haiti.
What are you doing
here? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
That's cool.
Ah, bitch!
You better go audition for a role with Black Panther.
I want to be his brother.
You know what? Come to think, which one?
I want to be T'Challa's brother. His long-lost brother.
Yeah, I was just going to say, where would that
his
come from?
His long-lost brother, you know what I'm saying? The daddy obviously cheated on the mama.
Because the daddy wasn't shit, obviously. Right. You left your whole nephew.
Right.
Like,
that was fucked up to
fucked
me.
Fucked up.
If you haven't watched the movie, don't listen to this podcast because we might give away some shit. So.
I was kind of disappointed that they killed Michael B. Jordan off. I wanted to see him in future episodes.
You know, usually the antagonist, they always die, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even though he was
sexy as fuck, but, you know.
He was. The grill was everything.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
The canines, like, that was, he was definitely giving me straight handsome. He definitely had to work out because.
It was funny because he was so hood.
Right.
And then you talk to these Africans and you like this hood nigga from Compton or some shit.
But I think that was definitely a good balance of like Africans
and black people.
That was amazing. That's some real shit.
That's what I'm saying. The movie was off the charts.
Go see it. Go support, you know, not just the black people, but everybody. Go support. It was definitely a good movie. A great addition to the Marvel Studio franchise. I really appreciated it. I can't wait to see Infinity War. That's gonna be legit. We should definitely go see it.
Mm-hmm.
So go out and support.
Okay, what else is going on?
On to the motherfucking next.
On to the next. Okay, so I don't know if you all watch it, but since we trying to get into the social media thing and podcasting, is Kaya and T.S. Madison, who's a transgender woman, they have a Facebook
live show,
and then they also have a podcast.
Right.
Now, you have to watch it. It's entertaining as hell. But, you know, like, my only thing, I've told you this before, like, I'm completely entertained by it.
Right.
But Kaya, I like her for the show just because she say the most outrageous shit. But then at the same time, I'm looking at her like, okay, you are taking it too far.
No, I think Kaya is just organic. Kaya.
No, some of it is nasty.
It don't matter if she's being nasty. If that's how she is, if that's who she is.
So if she's a nasty person.
She's giving you real Kaya. Like, you know, she's not trying to fake it till she make it. She's not trying to, because there's bitches out there who be kissing ass
But what was that Dave Chappelle? Did you watch that episode on Dave Chappelle's show when he was like, when keeping it real goes wrong?
Right.
So, you can't keep it real all the time.
Okay, I get it, but my thing
is, she's never going to advance like that.
I definitely understand, but my thing is, if whatever she's doing, if it's working for her, is bitches.
But it was only working because she had Maddie there. So no, because if you break up, nobody was listening to her before
Okay, honestly, you're lying. No, if you go to her YouTube shit, like
how many views she got by herself?
She be getting like over like 200 and whatever k.
I need receipts. Pull the receipts because so I don't believe that. I know with Maddie she get 200k views, 300k like you see, views. But with Kaya alone,
don't try to diminish what she does. Low key.
Nobody likes her by herself. She's not a likable person. Like, what did she say? She said Gabrielle Union eggs are rotten after this woman just admitted to having like 10 miscarriages. Who says that to another woman?
Listen, at the end of the day.
Oh, I don't have any sympathy for you. You shouldn't have had this many abortions. Like, you don't know her business. I'm sure you would never even know any of her business. You don't even run in the same circle. Okay, so let me see.
Let's go.
He's pulling up the receipts, so, y'all.
You know, right here, 17K, 26K,
60K. Now, do Maddie by herself.
Wait, y'all,
Kaya by herself get, like, at the most,
Let's
20K views let's on see, YouTube 14. By herself. Right, by herself, she don't get nothing. But with Maddie, she gets about 200, 150K.
93, that's 93K. Wait, 82, 32, 720... Oh, that just views.
Do Maddie.
Okay, let's go to Maddie right quick. And
anyway, y'all, so it's rumored that they are, their show is gonna, I don't know if it's gonna be canceled, it's not gonna but they're not gonna be together anymore. And the reason being is because they had a show with Monique, and they were gonna interview Monique.
Okay, TS do get, you know, a little bit more. I will say, well, you know what, no. Because that's just them together. Let's see TS Madison alone.
So they were gonna interview Monique or whatever, and they was having some technical issues because of
T.S. Madison.
Whatever.
And the thing about
Kaya walked off and left T.S. there by herself to do an interview.
That's the thing. You have to watch the videos after for you to understand the explanation as to why she walked off. Because she did not she did not just walk off, though. You know what I'm saying? Because she kept coming back. She said that she had prayed. The minute those dudes came in, she said that something wasn't right.
It doesn't matter. I watched their last show on Facebook, and they have all kind of issues, and they'd be like, okay, just one moment, let us get this together, whop the bam. And now you have an actual celebrity that's willing to sit up here and bullshit with y'all. And you sit here and say,
same kind of views, 15K, 51K.
Okay, so they both get the same amount of views. Right,
so my thing is,
so they're better as a duo.
They are better as a duo, but don't try to diminish Kaya because of whatever you think she's nasty or she's. I just feel like she's just vulgar and she just has no filter.
She's disgusting.
She just has no filter.
But it's entertaining.
It is entertaining because I'm looking for every single second.
Maybe you're just a nasty person.
No, my thing is, I love when she go in on Candy.
That's why you like her?
No, it's not.
And
that's
Candy
not,
is highly blessed and favored, so but everybody still, to come against but her she's
still,
go down.
But she's still nasty as fuck. The way that, I don't know if y'all seen like a recent, when they had the Essence Fest, the Essence party for Candy. And Todd bitch ass wanted to go ahead and say like, oh,
you talking about the Real Housewives though, right?
When he made a comment about like, oh, my wife always does this and whatever. I just feel like there's a place and a time to do everything, and that's why motherfuckers like that, like you will always be trash to me, like point blank, period.
And the thing about
Candy, you allow those motherfuckers to do that shit, and that's why you will forever be trash as well. You allow Don Juan to sit there and be nasty.
Well, she has a brand to protect. So
it doesn't
certain
matter.
Stuff she can't
it
say.
Does not matter. Like, if it doesn't, yeah, you can't say it, but if your friend, and that's what I say, you fake as fuck.
That's
you know what
not
saying?
Fake.
It is fake.
It's
so
not.
If I'm with you and you don't want to say something to somebody, so I'm going to go ahead and say it for you, but that's how you feel.
Yeah.
And whatever.
What's the problem?
But then when the person come at you, be like, yo, do we have a problem? And you be like, nah, no, we don't have a problem.
She don't say that. She do be saying that shit.
And that's why she's fake as fuck. Her pussy is ranted. And just like Kaya said, everybody done ran through that shit. Point blank, period. No, and I believe it. Come on.
Kaya doesn't know nothing. She's not an insider.
Do you think the reason why Escape went the way it did, and one of her group,
the sisters admitted to lying.
Bitch, she probably said that shit just for just to get back, but she did not say it just to say it. I know there's some real tea behind that bullshit.
No. She did and say it just to say
I see
it.
Candy. She admitted it. I see Candy for straight what she is in that straight gutter ghetto trash.
That's whatever.
We gonna on to the next. It. We're gonna agree to disagree. On to the next.
Speaking of the Housewives, I feel like this dude Will, whatever his last name is, Cynthia's boo. He's a whole con artist.
I don't think so. You see?
What?
What is wrong with y'all?
No, what is wrong with you?
No.
This man is an opportunist. Like, he wants to be famous. I don't see that.
But for what, though? I mean, if he's going to be famous, why? Like, you're not going to be famous from being on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, it is. Nobody knew him before that. He was on the Steve Harvey show a couple of times.
I don't think so. I think he genuinely wants... I think he genuinely likes Cynthia.
I think he likes her.
And he genuinely wants to be with her. The fact that this whole situation is happening is really tearing
well,
him
he's
up.
A liar. I How think he
lie?
Likes her.
What did he lie?
Okay.
How did he
so
lie?
They showed at the beginning of the episode when Cynthia said, so how long have you actually been single? And he was like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So then Eva confronted him about bringing a girlfriend to the event. And he was like, oh, that wasn't my girlfriend. And then Kenya asked him like, something about it, and he was like, oh, that was just a friend. And then he later admitted to, like, oh, that was somebody I was dating, and like, you know, the story just kept changing.
Okay. But dating, okay, but sometimes if you are just with somebody and you guys are not in a relationship, y'all just dating, and then you meet somebody, oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend. You're not gonna, if you're in that person's presence or whatever, you're not gonna be like, oh, well, you know, this is my friend. Nah, this is my girlfriend because we're actually dating. But then at the end of the day, that's just his friend.
That's why I don't introduce people.
Right, because remember when I introduced your one friend as, you know, the BD, he got really pissed off at that. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know, but I know the last time I was somewhere with someone and I didn't introduce them. And they told my mom, like, oh, she didn't even introduce so-and-so. And I'm just like, if somebody is nothing to
me,
if they are nothing to me, why am I introducing them?
So,
like, y'all grown, y'all can introduce yourselves to each other, but I don't need to see him be like, oh, this is so-and-so, and this is who they are to me, like. But I'm trying to get better because I guess it's rude. I don't know. I guess it's
I mean,
rude,
if you go with somebody, whatever. If you go somewhere with somebody that you know and you're going to a group of people that, another people that they probably don't know that person, it is appropriate to be like, hey, this is, you know, Keith and Keith, this is Shanita, Shaquita, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's appropriate.
I mean, obviously, that's what everybody feel like but me. I'm like, y'all grown. Why you can't just say, hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. Well, I gotta do all that, but whatever.
It's just appropriate. It's just, you know, proper introduction etiquette. Yes, I would say.
Money came back, you clap. So.
Anyways. So what's going on with you lately? What's the goodies?
Dancing and emphasizing. No goodies. Life is mellow. Everything is going on.
It is pretty basic though.
I do have a basic life and people be like, so what's up? I'm like, you know, nothing new, same old shit.
Right.
I ain't been getting played by no niggas in 2018. So, it's only been 2 months in a year, but, you know, that's an accomplishment.
For me, I'm not really going through anything, but I have been going to therapy.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you? I didn't tell you, right?
I know that you go to therapy.
Right, so I've been going to therapy and whatever, so she was just trying to understand, you know, the gay community, the gay culture, the... You know, and I told her it's definitely different when you're trying to show, you know, equate the black gay into the whole mix.
So what you say? You have a lot of stuff going against you right now. So you're black,
right.
You're a black man.
I'm a black man. I'm gay. You know.
And so you have your family just against it.
You know, not really the family is against it.
Not your
it,
family, but,
then,
but traditionally the black the, people
right.
is not with that.
So it was just very difficult to actually try to even be yourself. Because there was like a lot of issues way back when I was younger where every single time I would try to, and I think that's where I, you know, I feel now where you always trying to tweak yourself for somebody else. Were you trying to please everybody else and like not yourself? You was doing it? Low key.
You know, I've never been that person.
You know, I remember there was a story where my older cousin, where he was talking to his girlfriend. He was just like, look, like, Mark was going to be gay. This ain't going to be gay.
He used to say that about you?
Yeah. And I don't think he heard me. Huh? I was in middle school. And then as I look at my cousin, he was like, you know, comparing like how we were standing. And the minute that he saw how my cousin was standing, he was like, yo, look how I'm standing. Look how, like, you know, and he's like, there's a big difference. And then me
how
as
was
a
you
kid,
standing?
I don't remember how I was standing. We were playing pool. And as soon as I don't even think he knew I heard him. But I looked at my other cousin just to try to mimic how he was walking, just so that,
aww,
you know what I'm saying? And I feel like when those type of things happen when you're a kid, it really manifests itself.
You feel like it's wrong,
right,
to be gay and to be yourself.
So, you know what I'm saying? To be yourself, to try to, you know, actually be, you know what I'm saying? So you always have to, like, try to, you know, the mindset of trying to please everybody, like, you don't want nobody to be disappointed. You don't want nobody to judge you or look at you funny or whatever. So, and again, there's a lot of stuff that transpired as I was a child. It manifests as an adult. And mm-hmm. now there's certain things just kind of off to me.
So what did the therapist say?
Well, the therapist was just
first
like,
of all, you said you was going back and forth with her, telling her she can't tell you about
being
right. Again.
Well, the reason why I was going back and forth with her because she was saying like, oh, she don't think like all the gay men, you know, are hypersexual, they're materialistic, and they're superficial. And I'm like, you know, well, you don't know the gay community. You know what I'm saying? There's a small fraction that aren't like that, like myself. But then the majority.
But you're a whole freak.
No, I am a freak. I'm not going like, but that doesn't, you know, I'm not really superficial. Like, you don't have to have this and that. Hell, I was dating a whole broke ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But he was good looking.
He was good looking, but again, it wasn't so much of the reason. It, to me, it wasn't.
So I think the reason you dated him, even though he was broke as fuck, is because he was good looking.
No,
I don't think you would have gave
him a
chance.
No,
a day if he was ugly and broke.
I don't think so. It was because of how I generally felt. And again, the same thing I was trying to explain to my therapist was because of how, you know, fucked up the gay community is and how I yearn, like I love that regardless of, you know, not knowing how that real love really feels like,
yeah,
the minute somebody shows that to me, I cling on to it and I try to hold on to it for as long as I can. And I feel like, again, when we went back to my childhood, she explained to me and how that could equate to, you know, the way I am now and stuff like that. So it's a very interesting process.
Yeah, I want to start going to therapy. I'm sure some stuff I'll get off my chest.
You can definitely get some shit off your chest. And they could tell you, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I would agree with you because, yeah, you know, like, we have the regular dating sites or whatever for heterosexual mm-hmm. people, eHarmony, all that good stuff. I mean, I know they probably have a section for gay people.
Right.
Anyway, so as a woman trying to date, we not just on there like butt ass naked showing full
right.
titties and areolas,
right.
assholes and coochies,
right, right,
unless
right.
you trying to be a prostitute
right.
and that's what you're
and
going
then
for.
When you get on, when you
but
get on
when
Jack,
you go on a freaking gay website,
Jack and Grindr,
on Jack, it's all about
and all them other gay sites. Like,
it's unbelievable,
all it is,
y'all.
It's just like you will
people
see, like,
out there with their whole
pictures,
bodies
booty holes,
out,
booty. Booty holes, dick
dicks
pictures,
out, like,
pictures with dick prints.
It's crazy. And then, and they profile would be like, oh, I'm looking to be in a full-time
relationship. A
long-term
relationship.
A long-term.
How you looking for a full-time relationship
you
with your butthole showing out to the world?
It's unbelievable. I cannot
yeah, so,
believe
you know,
on the internet like that.
And, you know, in this culture, it's very difficult to find genuine like somebody who's going to be organic, who's a situation that is going to be based off love. You know what I'm saying? So me, the minute I
feel but that's that, with everything, because now everybody is looking for just who could help you out financially. Like, it's not even just right. about, oh, I like you. It's more so like a business arrangement. Like, right. hey, you make this amount, I make this amount. If we get together, we gonna
so be pretty able much to make no nobody's more. Getting together for love anymore. Everybody's
I don't
getting,
think so. Right. People's like, oh, I'm like, I'm this age, so like, it's time I have to settle down. You know what I mean? I right. don't think it's more people sitting there like, you know what? This is like God sent, and like the right. chemistry is so amazing, and whoa, whoa, and that's what I'm looking for.
But I mean, there are some.
Of course, there are. Right. There's and always exceptions
the
type, to the rule.
That is the type of situation that I am definitely looking for. Like, I want that. We love each other because of our personality. We are friends first. The mm-hmm. personality, you know, everything about you just makes me feel good, and that's the type of shit I'm looking for.
Yeah, I was like, people always ask me why you single. I ask certain men why you single and stuff like that, and it's just always like,
I haven't found the one yet.
Yeah, it's that simple. Like, right. yeah, it's a lot of people in this world. You can meet a lot of people, but to me, the chemistry got to be just right. Like,
right.
I'm not just gonna say, oh, you look good, or you make this amount of money, or anything like that. Like,
Loki, you just fucking tried me for saying that my ex-boyfriend was cute.
He was. He's very handsome. He was cute,
but you made it seem like that's the reason why I talked to him, though.
No, I think that's the reason you gave him a pass on a lot of shit.
No, because of how I felt. I'm telling
okay,
you.
If you saying this,
I know for a fact that it was because of how I felt for how he made me feel at when we first started talking. I feel like that's the reason why I fell in love with this boy.
See, and I look at stuff different. Like, somebody can make me feel well, but I start thinking about every other thing, and I just really be looking at
to
them
me,
like,
everything
is
else,
you a good person?
Everything else would have fallen into place. Well, yeah,
no,
like, but the
you
thing
didn't
about
look
no,
at
no,
his character to
right,
see if he was
right.
a good person.
There was definitely...
Right,
you
I don't
know,
care how
there,
you make me feel. If you're not a good person,
I
can't fuck with you.
There was definitely a lot of red flags that I did not pay attention to that my therapist, you know, wants me to start paying attention to these red
Which
flags.
Which you are doing now, and I'm
right,
so happy.
Right. I definitely start paying attention to the red flags, but...
And you get out early.
You know, at the end of the day, if somebody will make you feel good, it doesn't matter if they're broke, if they don't... You know what I'm saying? Eventually, everything else will follow suit.
Oh, then, so you... No, that's what... that. I hope that's what you used to think. It don't fall in place.
No, my thing is... No, listen. If you date somebody, okay, and they're... Let's just say they're working at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? But then they're when you're dating them, they're telling you, oh, and not like I'm saying like there's something wrong with working at McDonald's, but like, oh, you know, they tell you their dreams and what they want to accomplish in the future and whatever, and you guys are in a relationship, are you just gonna just shut down and just not fuck with this person just because they work at McDonald's? No. Everything else will fall into place. Now, if there's no progression, then if you just stagnate and you just complacent and you okay with your situation, then that's a different situation because that's your mindset. That's that person's mindset. But then if they're really working towards it, they're working at McDonald's, but they're in school because they have goals to meet, then to me, I could overlook all that other shit.
You surely can when you have time. I'm 30. I don't have time for none of that. That package
I'm almost 30.
It needs to be a full package already there.
I'm just
I
saying,
just really don't
you know,
have
because
time.
People these days, they look for the wrong things in people and then end up getting caught up on some bullshit. You want somebody, okay, you already established whatever, but the person already fucked up. They already have like maybe 3 or 4 baby mamas.
I don't want that.
But let me just tell you because motherfuckers be like, okay, well, this person who, you know, probably don't have nothing, but they have a promising future. But then this person who already had that future, but then they already fucked up.
So I won't fuck with the fucked up person.
Okay, so you're going to be dating the nigga from McDonald's.
No, I'm going to be by myself. I like my own company. I like myself. I don't have to have a man.
I'm just saying, so because we were built for connections.
We
and
do need companionship.
Right.
Yes.
But my thing is, we should definitely be selective in
Absolutely.
Who we choose.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be to the point where you're like, okay, well, you don't have shit. I can't fuck with you because you don't have XYZ. That's where motherfuckers get fucked up at.
Yeah.
That's where motherfuckers get fucked up at, point blank, period.
You don't have to not have shit, but I'm just, I mean.
No, you want a rich bitch. That's what you want. You want a rich
who
nigga.
Don't? Who
you
don't?
You want a rich nigga. Who right. Don't? Nobody, everybody wants that, but.
Come on, don't act like that's unrealistic.
Right, but realistically, you know what I'm saying? To have somebody that you can build with, to get to that point. I'm not trying to
building
knock.
Building with somebody is ideal, too.
Right, but my thing is, you want somebody, I just feel like with you, you just want somebody who's just already established and yeah. ready, like, you know, and I get that, but sometimes them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, they
I
come
mean,
with other shit.
I mean,
because
I don't come with too many problems, so I just right. don't want somebody who come in with a lot of but, shit that they
right.
try to get together.
But what about
that's
the, right, but what about the nigga who has money, who but he got a lot of issues too?
Then I don't fucking want him either.
Right,
what
but
part
I'm
of that
saying,
don't you understand?
But I feel like, low-key, you might like, okay, you might try to blind out
no,
because this nigga
no,
pulling
no,
in
that's not true.
$1.5 million a week and whatever, and
no.
bitch, you just, so.
No, you
so
can't
really.
Fix crazy. You can't fix crazy.
I didn't say crazy. I said bad situation.
No.
Like, he got, like, shit going on. Like,
no.
he got, like, other shit going on. Like, you know, he probably got, like, maybe 3 baby mamas.
Absolutely not. I'm not dealing with that. Why the fuck would... No, hell no. No, I don't care how much money you get.
You know, and I just don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me, but the proof is in the pudding. Yeah.
Okay.
Just no. Yeah, that's not it.
Well, I'm just saying... I do have standards. I, you know, my therapist do talk to me about being selective, you know, on who I choose because I
do. Let me just say this. Let's say I have a list, okay?
And if you meet.
You need to meet like 75% of that list, okay?
That's
pretty fair.
Right. Okay.
If you don't meet that, like, that's a whole 25 points that I'm willing to be like, okay, like, I'll fuck with you. So that's not unreasonable. And a lot of motherfuckers don't meet that 75. They come like with 50% of the list. That's no. That's an F. No, we're not gonna work.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get what, you know, if you're gonna put it like that. But, I mean, me, I just know that I'm looking for a good-ass person who will treat me right, who comes with, you know... Well, the majority of the time... Well, I'm not even going to say that because some gay people have, like, baby mama's situation. But I don't think a lot of them do have that type of situation.
That's just my baby daddy, you know?
Who that is your baby daddy? I don't know.
I don't have no baby daddy issues. So... That's why, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm coming into a situation, I don't have too many problems. You ain't got to pick me up from the fucking ground and pull me by my bootstraps and help me get to wherever the hell we trying to go.
Because you already there.
Yeah, and I ain't trying to do that shit for you. Now, you know, if life happens, I can definitely be there and be supportive because that's who I am. But right off the bat, I ain't trying to take nobody in their goddamn problems. I got myself to worry about, a whole 10-year-old boy that I need to be healthy emotionally, physically, mentally. So I just can't take on nobody else's bullshit. Yeah. I just literally don't have the energy or time for it. So take your ass to therapy, people. And don't be trying to fucking date when you got all these goddamn issues.
Right. Go to therapy. Learn some shit about yourself. One thing I will say about therapy, it did help me learn a lot about myself.
See, I know myself, so I don't even know if I really need to go
no,
to therapy.
No, I don't think... You think you know yourself.
No, I know myself.
No.
I could probably be the therapist.
And let me tell you, because I be feeling
I'm
like...
I'm just saying.
I be feeling like them motherfuckers be coming with their own troubles too now. You
shit,
know what I'm saying?
Maybe I could ask them for a check. Like, girl, we helping each other. Anyways, it's been a good one. It's Sunday, y'all. It's a beautiful day in Orlando. Nice and sunny. It's about 85 degrees.
Yeah.
I got on some little thot shorts.
Some stop thot.
They're not that short. I just say thot.
Spotty. And we are definitely going to enjoy the weather.
We are. We'll Probably gonna go eat, have a few cocktails, talk some more shit that y'all can't hear about, so y'all don't be judging us.
Loki, I be feeling like I be telling all my juice though. You need to be telling.
I don't
juice.
Have no juice. Well, I really okay, don't have no juice. Yeah. If, when okay. I get it, I'll let the people
you
know.
I do have my life comes with like a lot of shit.
Yeah, I'm just so boring. Anyway, a few people were asking me, like, what happened to the podcast? Y'all, we still here, okay? We still here.
We're going to try to do this more often.
And we say this every episode.
We do say this more often, but, you know, life happens. We have other things going on. But I will say that we will make it a mission to make sure that we are here and ready to talk all this shit that we got to say.
That was weird. Anyways, y'all need to go look at my headpiece from the Black Panther movie. It was really cute. My username on Instagram and Facebook is MONAH_FEEE. Monafee.
Where'd that come from?
Because I haven't told anyone this before. You don't know?
But
it's a nickname. Like, my sister... No. Yeah, my sister called me Mona. And my brother called me Fee. So, I just put it together because I don't want to be on the internet with my whole shit.
Well, y'all can find me on Facebook, Prince Marco, and Instagram. I am Royal Prince.
Because he's a whole king.
Right. I'm a king or a prince. I feel like I
don't know why you call yourself a prince.
I feel like I'm a prince because I haven't got to the king status yet. I'll get there, you know, soon. But
speaking of y'all, everybody can't be kings and queens.
Y'all can't be like me, bitch.
Everybody can't. And just because we got African blood in us, everybody did come from the tribe of kings and queens.
I know.
Let's just put that out there.
Listen, God created me, okay? To rain, okay. Point blank, period.
He
I'm just saying, like we were born to reign on this earth.
Okay. That's,
we were born for it. You know what I'm saying? God provided all the fruits, and you know, we just gotta make it multiply. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
So, be fruitful and multiply, huh?
Right.
Speaking of. I need to, you know, my time clock is clicking. I need a man so I can have a baby.
You want a baby?
I do want a baby. But the shit, I don't know if it's going to happen if it don't happen in a few years. Because I don't want to be no old mom. So, and Prince Charming needs to bring his ass.
Oh, a African king.
I would like a...
God T'Challa!
I would like an African-American man, but... You know, whatever.
Ain't nothing wrong with them African kids. Kantu!
They cool. I just feel like you should, you know, I would just like to date within my culture. That's it.
I mean, my therapist wants me to be open-minded, so I'm open to whatever.
I'm open, but I have a preference. But I'm not saying if a white dude or African or damn European... I guess European is white, or Caribbean guy, whatever. If somebody come and we hit it off, I'm down. But I do, my preference is an African-American black man.
I hear that.
What's yours? You like them Jamaicans.
You know what? I be saying I don't like them, but I think I
don't know why you're not into Haitian men, since you Haitian. They're hot. They are hot.
They are, but you know, I mean, the majority of the Haitian men, they like to be DL with kids.
With kids. With not kids. Just DL.
You know what I'm saying? DL with kids and a wife, and they want to sit there and play the role. So, and that is not me. You know what I'm saying? I live an open gay lifestyle, and I would want my man to be the same.
Amen to that. You better live in your truth.
Bitch, yes.
Bye, y'all.
Later.